Welcome, everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem BPW share number 104. Came across a book which we're going to review. It's called Shalva Ba'arna Manasayach, Peace in Your Palace, Blueprint for a Successful Marriage by someone, Rebbetzin S. Simon, adapted by Mrs. R. Fried. And what is interesting as I picked up this book is that it has haskamais from Rabbi Wozner and on the Lashon Kodesh version of Shalva Ba'Manasayach, that now it's in English, and he really endorsed it very strongly. And from the Novminsky Rebbe, that has original Hebrew version of it that has Haskama from Rav Nissen Karlitz and other Gedolei Yisrael. And in the acknowledgments, it brings down that Rav Shmuel Wozner affirmed that the Hebrew edition, the Shalva Ba'Manasayach, secured many fragile homes that actually helped tremendously. So we're going to go through various aspects of this book. And the author puts here three A's that they call it. Number one, adopt the advice that pertains to you. That's number one. Which is basically, the idea is that everyone knows their own self and their own marriage, their own matzif, and some advice resonates more and makes sense in your situation, some more so, some less. And you work it through and adopt what pertains to you. And the second thing is adapt it to your everyday lifestyle, which means that once you know that a concept is solid and makes sense and to integrate into your behavior, you don't just say, oh, it's a good idea once in a while to use it, but make a commitment that every day you're going to take that good behavior or thought or perspective and put it into your practical everyday life in your marriage. And then, adept at shalom bayis you will become. So it's a nice little rhyme here. Adopt the advice that pertains to you, adapt it to your everyday life style, and adept at shalom bayis you will become. And the idea is, in the preface, they bring about that Torah is eternal. You have science that sometimes changes, scientific theory changes, philosophy changes, schools of thought and psychology and therapy changes in the secular world. It's constantly changing. Torah is unchangeable, and it's given by Hashem. It's perfect, it's pure, and everything is there. And the truth is we need to follow the Torah purely. And even when we, at times, went to, let's say, John Gottman's things and love languages, we have to always source it back to pure Torah sources, which is there. And that is really the truth. And there's a wealth of it there. And it's all in Torah. So they emphasize that part. Then it brings down that Malachim escort the husband home from shul on Friday night. And they examine three things that fall under the jurisdiction of a wife, the queen of the home. Number one is Shulchan Aruch. Was the table set? Mita Mutzas, was the bed made? And Ner Doylek, was the candles lit? Those three questions, which pertain to the three mitzvahs given specifically to women. Shulchan Aruch, which is a set table, refers to taking challah, which is the act of chesed that symbolizes a woman, the chesed that she does in her home and outward. A made bed, Mita Mutzas, refers to the taharas hamishpacha aspects of the purity of the home, the one-on-one exclusive relationship with her husband. And then Shabbos candles, Ner Doylek, represents shalom bayis, peace in the home and light in the home. And to make a marriage work, both husband and wife need to put in very strong effort. And Shlomo HaMelech says, by a woman, v'neishes chayil tzeifia halichos beisa, which is translated, she looks to the ways of the household, meaning she's constantly working at looking and maintaining the atmosphere of the home, and it's in her hands to make it peaceful. Chas v'shalom, reverse, it's in her hands. Now, Avigdor Miller, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, I just read over Shabbos that the Eishes Chayil, that we say the primary kavana of it is, even though Novominsky, I heard, had beautiful Torah that used to say on Eishes Chayil, different interpretations that it means Torah, and went through different Perushim on Eishes Chayil, that the Isha there means Torah, but it also means literally the Jewish woman. And Eishes Chayil, according to Avigdor Miller, is a Hakaras HaToiv, that the husband says to thank his wife for all the beautiful gifts that Hashem gives to him through his wife, and his wife being a Shliach Neman, and the faithful loving, special wife that is given to him and his home. And he thanks, he expresses that karas hatayif to her. But it has a lot of lessons in there on a woman, the model of how she's supposed to behave and what her mindset is. And tzefiyah halichas beisa means that that's what she does. She looks to the ways of her household. It's a tremendous task to look through what the healthy aspects are and work through it. She is an ezer kenegdai. She's created from a man himself as an essential part of his being. Adam is alone and lonely. It's not good for him to be alone and lonely. He's missing a companion. He's missing not only a companion physically, but he's missing someone who would understand his nature and his psyche and his emotional well-being. And she, the Isha, is built for him. He needs her to build him up. Without her, she's not whole. So she is a chelik of him, to inspire him, to be mechazik him, to uplift him. Of course, he has obligations to her. That goes without saying. They are one entity. There's no inequality. There's no friction. They're harmonious. Yes, they have different roles as male, female. They have different abilities. They have different talents. But they create all and they unify all those roles and abilities and talents to create a single healthy being. Now, the way he explains it, primarily, it's stereotypical this way, that women crave nurturance. They need to be nurtured. Men seek confidence and encouragement. They need to be encouraged. And that is where the conflict often comes about. So, for example, the wife would sometimes complain, my husband doesn't appreciate me, or he never spends time with me. The idea being is that her need is to be nurtured. A husband would sometimes complain she's nagging me or she puts me down and she's criticizing me, which means that he needs encouragement. He needs encouragement. She needs to be nurtured. Truth is, it's the other way around too. She certainly needs encouragement too. And he certainly needs to be nurtured too. But very often, primarily, the woman needs to be nurtured. The husband needs to be encouraged. A man is very distracted with the various pursuits in the world. And they fail sometimes because of that, even if they're well-meaning, but they're busy with parnasa, they're busy with their learning, they're busy with their other tirdis, outside world, that they fail or fall short in nurturing those very relationships that are most important, which is to his wife. Neglects the nurturing of his wife. Women have a tendency to be critical. It's common, stereotypical, but it is true. They do tend to be critical. And instead of loving her husband for what he is, a wife sees what he can be, but when she sees what he can be, she points out the deficiencies. You know, you're like this, but you could be like this. Even if she's well-meaning, she's pointing out all those flaws. And that can be exasperating. Now, it's very important. It is not written in the context of this book, but just to bring out a very, very important point. It is a good thing that a wife sees what he can be. In other words, if a woman sees in her husband that he's flawed, like, you know, but she sees his potential. But there's two ways to look at that potential. There's a way to look at that potential and be very frustrated at and disappointed and disillusioned by his current state where he's not yet fulfilling his potential. But then there's another aspect of seeing the potential of what he can be. In a positive light that encourages and brings out that potential. As an example, we know Rabbi Yochanan had that ability when he saw Rish Lakish. When Rish Lakish was still abandoned, he was a thief and he wasn't leading a Torah life. And Rabbi Yochanan saw him, saw his strength, saw him swimming in the. And he says, "Your strength could be for Torah." And Rish Lakish said, "Your beauty could be for women," because Rabbi Yochanan was very handsome. Rabbi Yochanan said, "If you learn Torah, I'll give you my sister, who's even more beautiful than I am." And he accepted, and he accepted El Torah. So people wonder, as Zelig Pliskin once talked about it, is that Rabbi Yochanan took a real big risk over here, you know, offering his sister to abandon. But obviously here you're dealing with a Rabbi Yochanan, and he saw in Rish Lakish what he can be, and saw how it could be actualized, that his sister was a means to bring about that greatness in him. So that is a healthy aspect of seeing potential. Or the way Rachel, the wife of Rav Kiva, saw it in Rav Kiva. when her own father disinherited her from marrying. At that point, Rav Kiva was like, Am Ha'aretz. The question is how ignorant he actually was, but Kaba Savor, her father, rejected him as such and disowned her. She saw his potential. So there is the healthy parts of seeing potential with his encouragement and nurturance, but then there could be seeing the potential and getting frustrated with the present reality. So one has to have a healthy balance when, as a wife, when doing this. It's okay to sometimes be disappointed and encourage the husband in a better path, but always with the potential of what he can be in the foremost, and usually it comes with watering and encouragement and nurturing that brings out the best in him, not the criticism and being extremely critical. But the idea is that Hashem reminds both a husband and a wife there are tools that Hashem gives each one of them to carry out to satisfy the needs of the other. So to the man, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, look at your wife. She entered the world. She's meant there for you. Your life is lacking meaning without her. Now that you have her, treat her with the respect that she deserves. Make her the center of your world. And she needs to feel like the treasure she actually is. Which basically means, in simple, that he needs to see in her the Tzelem Elokim, the godly image, that she's an image of a god, that she has a holy neshama, especially it's a neshama of a Jew, Nishmas Yisrael. And a husband needs to guard the purity and sensitivity of her neshama with a loyalty and treat it with a respect. Even if there's external flaws, but he sees the true holy neshama within and always respects that. And to the other way around, to the woman, where Hashem is saying, you are his greatest helper. Without him, without you, he will not be able to succeed. He needs your smile. He needs your approval. He needs your words of praise and encouragement. They're oxygen to him. They give life to him. You're the building blocks essential for his life. And you need to build him up. And he's looking for your approval and he's looking for your encouragement. And again, when I say all these words and the way it's, I'm paraphrasing it from this book, this is not unhealthy codependence. We're talking about where the building him up doesn't mean that they're relying on you ultimately. It's to put him on his own two feet. Where there's an interdependent relationship, where they are connected to one another, husband and wife, but they also trust each other and appreciate each other's individuality. But smiling at him and approving and showing your approval when he does good things and your praise and your encouragement and all of that will help him not be codependent on you or dependent on you, but will help him forge a special individuality where you'll have a beautiful connection, but at the same time, he'll thrive. So this, you have in you things that your husband desperately needs. And again, when we talk to the men, they have things that you need desperately that they need to provide to you. So may HaKadosh Baruch Hu help that there should always be shalom and achva in Klal Yisrael. And Metz Hashem, we will try to take from this book that has a lot of haskamas and has a lot of great value. And we're going to go through many of the points here and try to do our best to bring this out, to again go back to that poem or whatever saying that she said of adapting it, but also applying it to your everyday life. Bracha v'atzlacha.